crystals, vibrations, energy, and healing power. This article is by Lindsay Mendenwald and is read by an automated voice. If you've ever been to a natural history museum, you've probably seen giant rocks on display, not for their outside features, but for what is inside. For example, the Denver Museum of Nature and Science features a gem and mineral section that showcases crystals and stones from around the world. My daughter used to love spending time there looking at them and rarely wanted to leave. I remember having a similar experience at the National Museum of Natural History, the site of the Hope Diamond, a 45-carat blue-violet diamond. I was absolutely mesmerized by the stone. Crystals may be beautiful to look at, but they hold special powers too. Some people, including some Christians, believe they do and have incorporated crystals into their spiritual practices. This leads to the question, what does the Bible say about that? This is indeed the question we should ask whenever we hear about things like this. Going back to Scripture is the best way to find out what is right for our lives as Christians. This article will navigate the various claims about crystals, as well as help you know how to respond when someone in your life says they believe crystals have power. What are crystals? Despite their beauty, put simply, crystals are rocks. In a natural history museum section dedicated to rocks and gems, you'll usually see diamonds, sapphires, rubies, and more. Those are all crystals. According to the International Gem Society, IGS, a crystal is a solid whose atoms are arranged in a highly ordered repeating pattern. These patterns are called crystal systems. If a mineral has its atoms arranged in one of them, then that mineral is a crystal. In other words, whether something is a crystal or not depends on its atomic structure. Crystals are typically pretty, which makes them popular for jewelry and home decor. But there's more to the story regarding the popularity of crystals, and a lot of it has to do with the energies found within crystals and their supposed powers. Do crystals contain power? The last time I was in Denver, I spent about an hour walking through a crystal shop in downtown Littleton, a suburb of Denver. The first thing that hit me on the way in was the intense smell of incense. The next thing was the sparkle. A shop full of crystals is bound to be sparkly, and this one didn't disappoint in that respect. In addition to crystals, this shop offered smudge products, skulls, candles, and other New Age-related items, but my focus was on the crystals. I meandered slowly through the shop, taking note of various inscriptions telling me what particular crystals did. For example, apparently rose aura quartz is a master healer and stimulates the immune system. It is also helpful if you want to perceive and receive the love energies of the higher planes. The blue aura quartz can eliminate all the negativity in your mind. It is a high vibrational stone and is deeply connected to the throat, thymus, third eye, and crown chakras of your body, hoping to guard against psychic attacks. The lapis lazuli stone claims to do just that. Now, if those descriptions don't scream the New Age, I don't know what does. This shop, and others like it, makes claims that there are properties found within crystals that make them useful spiritually and physically. Let's consider the claims and the evidence so that we can draw our own conclusions. Crystals, vibrations, and energy. In his short piece about crystals for the Christian Research Journal, Elliot Miller wrote, "Since crystals are good for transmitting electronic frequencies, occultists assume that they must also be good for transmitting psychic frequencies. This belief has led to all sorts of New Age ideas about vibrations and energy. New Age theology holds that crystals increase vibrations and lower negative energy. New Agers believe that your body, and everything else on Earth, is full of energy, and that energy is connected to the Earth. Our energy is operating on different frequencies depending on our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. To reach our full potential, we need to raise our vibrations, which then will raise the Earth's vibrations. The higher the vibrations, the better. Ultimately, once we reach a certain level of vibration, many New Agers believe we will all achieve ascension, our highest possible selves. Crystals can help us move in the right vibrational direction. Founder of the Crystal Healing Collective, Jean Mitchells, writes, "Just as crystals have energy, the energy in the human body is what keeps our hearts pumping, our muscles moving, our brains ticking, and our cells running. We can utilize the healing energies of various crystals to adjust, raise, or remove certain energies in the body." When describing her use of crystals, ex-New Ager turned Christian Melissa Doherty says, I remember wearing an onyx to attract certain energies to me. It's been thought that these crystals and gems can just absorb a lot of negative energy. For support of these claims, some New Age practitioners assert that Nikola Tesla was a proponent of crystals for humans because he used quartz crystals to generate energy. Many attribute the quote, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration," to Tesla, but I couldn't find a credible reference for it. However, he wrote, "In a crystal, we have the clear evidence of the existence of a formative life principle, and though we cannot understand the life of a crystal, it is nonetheless a living being," which sort of alludes to life energy found within crystals, but it's a stretch to say that Tesla believed crystals could generate energy within humanity. In fact, there is no scientific evidence to support this idea. Doherty explains, "There have never been any studies done that have supported crystals having energy or any sort of healing power." Here, she's talking specifically about vibrational energies that heal. We know that every crystal possesses energy, but in well-defined physical ways, mass energy equivalents, Mond energy, and so on. Not in the mystical sense that vibrational frequencies radiate healing power. Let's look at the assertion that crystals offer healing and protection. Crystal healing. In his book, Lead Us to a Place, Andrew Pochlik claims crystals can be used to promote wellness and health. He writes, "Crystals are profound gifts and a great integrative therapy that can be used in conjunction with any other form of health care for personal pleasure, meditation, stress relief, and healing." Crystal chromotherapy advocates claim that colored crystals can stimulate or calm various bodily functions, influence endocrine secretions, and help balance the energies of the body, mind, and spirit. In her book, Crystals, Jenny Harding says, "Application of specific colors, either directly with equipment or visualized by the therapist, can bring about speedy and effective rebalancing of the body's energies. Simply wearing a necklace can promote healing. The most effective type of jewelry to choose for healing purposes is a pendant that hangs down toward the heart," Harding writes. "The heart is the bridging chakra between spirit and matter, and combinations of crystals work well there to spread their energy throughout the auric field. But more clearly, Harding claims that wearing a crystal by your heart will improve your energy. Science says otherwise. In fact, there was a study done in London in 2001 to test the effectiveness of crystals. Half the study participants had been given cheap plastic crystals, while the other half were using genuine ones. Both groups reported feeling the tingling, energy-enhancing sensations that were promised. That's the placebo effect in action. Placebos and confirmation bias. I've mentioned that many of the powers attributed to crystals are pseudoscientific, which means they are not compatible with the scientific method. If these claims aren't scientifically accurate, why is there such support for these ideas? The reason likely comes down to two things: the placebo effect and confirmation bias. The placebo effect is when someone experiences a positive effect after taking medicine, but there wasn't an active ingredient in the treatment. They feel better because they were told the medicine would help them feel better. It's important to note, though, that placebos may make you feel better, but they will not cure you. Confirmation bias is when you interpret evidence in a way that confirms your existing ideas. For example, suppose you believe that all 12-year-old girls prefer pop music. If research says that most 12-year-olds favor hip-hop, yet you meet a 12-year-old girl who prefers pop music, your belief has been confirmed, and you are more likely to reject the research. Anecdotal evidence reigns supreme in confirmation bias. So if you believe a particular crystal will heal you, and when you wear it you feel better, you're likely including both the placebo effect and confirmation bias. Crystals and manifestation. In 2024, Ann Kennedy wrote an excellent article for the Christian Research Journal about manifestation, the idea of people bringing about the good things they desire by intuitively controlling their own energy fields. New Agers believe that crystals can assist in all kinds of manifestation. For example, if you want more money or more love or more anything in your life, there's a crystal for that. Place the crystal near to you, such as on your bedside table, and use it to focus your intentions every day. You may also want to meditate with a crystal and visualize the energy of attraction surrounding you. The idea is that if you focus on what you want long enough, you'll achieve it. Or maybe with the gift of time, hard work, and persistence, you'll reach your goals without crystals, since that claim has no scientific backing. Crystals and astrology. Growing up, I remember birthstones being all the rage, and while researching this article, I encountered the close relationship between birthstones and astrology. For example, the peridot, my birthstone, has a variety of alleged benefits for its wearer, such as mental clarity, prosperity, and intelligence. The internet is rife with information about zodiac signs and birthstones, but there is no scientific support that says if someone wears the right stone, you'll reap particular benefits. Such beliefs are pseudoscientific and not grounded in science or supported by scientists. Prayer and crystals. When I was in seminary, one of my theology professors talked about some of his Christian relatives by referring to them as the crystal people. His family members were using crystals as part of their worship. You may be saying to yourself, well, that is unusual. However, it's not uncommon. In a 2023 Pew Research poll, 12% of Americans said they use crystals for spiritual practices. In a 2018 poll by Pew Research, 37% of Christian respondents said they believe physical objects, like crystals, can possess spiritual energy. The numbers seem to get worse the younger the age group. In a 2022 poll, 44% of 13 to 25-year-olds said they engage with crystals or herbs as a spiritual exercise, with 1 in 5, 21%. Saying they do so on at least a weekly basis. The numbers seem to get worse the younger the age group. In a 2022 poll, 44% of 13 to 25-year-olds said they engage with crystals or herbs as a spiritual exercise, with 1 in 5, 21%, saying they do so on at least a weekly basis. What does the Bible say about crystals? First and foremost, crystals are part of the earth, so they were created by God. We find several references to crystals throughout Scripture, especially in the Old Testament. The Levitical high priest in Exodus 39:10-13 wore a breastplate full of precious stones. Proverbs 8:11 says, "Wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her." Rubies and lapis lazuli are mentioned in Lamentations 4. Although the Bible makes mention of crystals, nowhere does it say crystals hold any special powers. On the other hand, using crystals for power falls in line with the occult and witchcraft, which is expressly forbidden in Scripture. See Galatians 5:19-21. How should Christians respond? One of your questions might be, do I need to throw away all the crystals in my house? I don't think so, no. Most people have some sort of crystal in their home, whether in their jewelry box or as a decorative piece. They are, as I mentioned above, part of God's beautiful creation, and they don't carry some sort of inherent mysticism. Former New Ager Marcia Montenegro writes, "As a Christian, I think the crystals were mere objects and were harmless. It was the idea that they were supposed to have some kind of energy or power that I came to realize was wrong. The problem was the beliefs behind what they represented, not the objects themselves, which, after all, are part of God's creation. So no, you don't need to throw out all the crystals in your home. That said, we need to view all things in light of Scripture. Before you bring crystals into your home, ask yourself, how am I thinking about crystals? And do my thoughts align with the Bible? The Bible says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. If you have a history of participating in the New Age, or if New Age ideas are a stumbling block for you, it would be wise to avoid crystals. If someone in your family struggles with these false ideas, it would be wise to remove crystals from your home so that you aren't causing someone else to stumble. Romans 14:13-23. If someone in your life is using crystals for healing, manifestation, or even prayer, respond with gentleness. Ask them why they are using the crystals and if they've considered what the Bible says about divination and the occult. It may be appropriate to mention the science, or lack thereof, associated with crystals. Offer guidance, but also offer a reminder of the freedom found in Christ. Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Let's not be held captive by false ideas and idols. Instead, let's be set free by the Savior of the world.